You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Wordsmith.
Hello, Alice. How are you?
Good. It's been so long since we've had a new word.
I know. I was thinking that. It's good to be back.
Okay. What is it? What's our word?
So the word that I've chosen for today is mellifluous.
Malicious.
Mellifluous.
Sorry. Wait, one more time.
Mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
Hey, almost.
So close. Tell us what it means.
And so it means a sound that is sweet and smooth, so it's really pleasing to hear. It originated in the late 15th century, so it brought together the two Latin words mel, which means honey, and fluere, which means to flow. And so this adjective is typically applied to sound, so someone's voice might be mellifluous, or a song might be mellifluous. But interestingly, it's also been known to be used to describe flavour. So, for example, the wine critic Eric Asimov used it to describe Pinot Grigio in his book Wine with Food. As we said, most Pinot Grigios give many people exactly what they want, a mellifluous, easy-to-pronounce wine that can be ordered without fear of embarrassment, and that is at the least cold, refreshing, and for the most part, cheap. So he kind of like flips the meaning of this word, this kind of positive meaning of this word around, and uses it a little bit condescendingly. But so that's my word.
I love it. I love thinking of like flowing honey, sound of flowing honey.
Yeah, it's quite a beautiful word.
I'm going to work on pronouncing it because I'm not good at it.
I feel like you made huge improvement in those first, like, 10 seconds. So, like, you only got to spend a little bit longer and you'll get there.
I'll give it a Google, and then maybe when I can see it written down, I might be able to say it.
Yeah, I think that'll help.
And then we can all use it to describe things that sound beautiful and delicious.
Exactly.
Lovely. Thank you, Wordsmith.
You're very welcome.
We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Cool. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.